Good morning on this final week of March as we started here on Monday the 25th. What a weekend of sports. Crazy stuff going on. Crazy stuff. All right, so let's give you a parlay in hockey today. It is a two-unit play. It's our biggest play of the day. Seems like that's been a habit lately of giving you some of the bigger ones here. And it's not really by design for sure. But we're trying to do, as always, some of the later action as much as possible. There's a nice one in basketball, college basketball. But that goes relatively early. Try to keep it later when we can. So let's just get to it. Let's not dilly-dally. There's only two games on the ice today. It's the Kings visiting Vancouver. The Vegas Golden Knights visiting St. Louis. These home teams look pretty solid in an alternate line parlay. In the case, alternate line parlay, but alternate puck line. In the case of St. Louis, that's the given puck line is the +1.5. So that is what we're doing. I like these teams that actually win their games at home. But let's take some insurance and give the +1.5 because they probably will be played pretty tight. Both games have things at stake. Obviously, you would assume every game has things at stake. There's playoff implications here. Vancouver's in a good spot. Kings are trying to improve seeding. St. Louis trying to sneak in. They're at home. Vegas has issues, and they're trying to right those issues. They all four teams want to win this game. It seems like that would indicate a closer game, potential for overtime, as they'll fight to get the 1 point guaranteed if it goes to overtime. As you know, even the losers are collecting that 1 point, and the winner gets two. So I really like the +1.5s in these. It seems so logical. And obviously, we have to get both of them, but we're paying almost no juice. Vancouver +1.5 paired up with St. Louis +1.5 is -105. That's the best line I could find. There's -106, -107, 8 and 9, I think. About 15, 20 options to look at. But Vancouver +1.5, St. Louis Blues +1.5, at nearly even money. Doing it for two full units because it looks really really high chance of winning. When you consider it's almost even money, it's extremely high chance of winning. Conservatively, I'm going to put this at 60%, and I do think it's according to my analysis more than that. We're trying to cut to every potential error there. Now you're saying 60% chance of winning. Well, that's not that great. Well, 60% chance of winning in a sporting bet is very, very good. And a 60% chance of winning equates to a -150 fair value line. So if the books think something is 60% chance of winning, they're pricing it at -150. Well, that's the fair price. They have to have their VIG on there. On top of it, they have to make money. So somebody's getting shafted. It's not, you know, the other side of that bet would be +130 in theory. So they might do +140 and -160, so you're getting hit either way, and then you just wouldn't play it. But when you can play a -150 value bet at -105, you really need to do it, and that's why it's a two-unit play. I'm going to keep it short. Good luck.